The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
And Kapala into the ball, comes back towards Mentha, doesn't take it with him. Zach Walder
there
at the
it
back.
Is.
Siren!
St.
Joey's win! They win. Jack Mullen, Mullen
is absolutely ecstatic.
Has gone ballistic in front of us. Louis Antonak, Reed Adams, and St. Joey's have pulled off a famous victory, 17-7-109. They have defeated Newtown 15-10-100 by 9 points here at Drew Oval.
In an epic game of football.
An epic game of football. Fantastic from both clubs. And Kingy is making his way out very Chris Nichols style to get some reaction. Oh. And the St. Joey's boys will be absolutely beside themselves. Not only that, but they've snapped a three-game losing streak. Keeps him in contact with the top three. They go to 6-4.
Well, like Carso said before the game, he's got some belief in the group. The young kids coming in, he thought would do the, you know, assist him with the job, and they've gone above and beyond today. It's been a terrific team effort by them.
And Kingy's got got Al Hickey out there.
Yeah, I've got the skipper. Al, outside of the three premierships you've played in, is that one of the best home and away wins you've been involved in?
Yeah, certainly. Probably one of the biggest stages I've been involved in a home and away. Yeah, pretty gutsy win. I mean, coming off the back of three losses, I'm not even sure if I've been a part of three losses at this footy club. So in terms of, you know, not only the occasion of what it means today in terms of recognising history, but in terms of our season, mate, which, probably one of the biggest home and away wins I've been involved in, yeah.
Some of the efforts this afternoon, the role of Luke Webb played today by Jack Buckley and played with aplomb.
Luke Webb reincarnated, yeah. Bucks has, you know, slotted down there terrifically. He had a terrific game last week and he's looking, yeah, really comfortable down there. And I think that goal to probably seal it at the end, yeah, to icing on the cake.
And Ollie Hennessy's performance up forward, you just keep finding good young kids.
Yeah, no, I think that's probably the pleasing thing is we've got kids that keep stepping up, kids that embrace the moment. He's obviously a polished player and he's going to be one that's going to be, we'll have a good GFL career with us for sure. So
I reckon there's a lot of 82 boys will ensure that nobody from this 2022 team pay for a drink tonight.
Yeah. If they're still going, mate, I think they had a bit of a crack last night, the old boys as well. So, no, I'm looking forward to catching up with all the past players in after this. So, yeah, and I'm glad we're celebrating the win too. So,
well done, Al. Congratulations. Great performance. Thanks. Good luck for the rest of the year.
Appreciate it.
Well done, Kingy. Keep going, yes.
Got Harry Smith with me. Of course, his old man Diesel, a superstar. His uncle's obviously great players as well. And he's grown up around this place. I reckon this win means a lot to you, Harrison Smith.
Yeah, it's the club's means a lot to me and the family. So, tough days like today where everyone's getting around it. And plenty of history in the club. So, you know, I'm just very privileged to pull the jumper on and, yeah, present Joey's the way we did today. So,
your back line today was outstanding, but we mentioned Jack Buckley, but the way you just got together down there, and they had moments of dominance, but you were able just to hold firm when you needed to.
Yeah, Bucks has been a really good addition the last couple of weeks. We lost Webby, so he's poked the hole down there really nicely, and you know, we've got our balance now with our movers and our lockdown defenders. So, no, we're really happy to win today, and we'll go celebrate hard tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Well done, mate. Congratulations. Appreciate you joining us on K-Rock.
Thanks, Tommy. Let's go.
Well done, Harry. Now, Kingy, if you didn't see walking past you, Jack Buckley.
Yes, I did see.
You saw that? You saw that he's got number. Luke Webb's long sleeve jumper under his number 14. So
I got James Hickey with me here for a quick chat. Hick, that back line held really firm in the last quarter and they're coming at you.
Yeah, it was coming in pretty hot and strong, but yeah, how we were really happy with our effort all game. Ability to bring it to ground. They've obviously got some good marking fours up there, but we bring it to ground well today and mopped it up when we got down there. So
you got a couple of flags under your belt. I asked your brother the same question. Is this one of the best wins outside of the premierships you've played in?
It'd be up there. I think a prelim final against Leopold, I recall, was a pretty good one in the wet. But, this is certainly, in terms of home and away, this is right up there.
What about the crowd following you today? Sunday footy works, the crowd turns out. Newtown had a big contingent here, but your boys obviously mean so much to the club this weekend. And Carso touched on that at three-quarter time.
He did. It was a message from the start, and at every break it was mentioned, just the support we've got, obviously. Some great history of the club. Last night, a function that a few of us got to. It was great to rub shoulders with a few of the old boys and, yeah, see what it meant to them, especially Newtown. They're not the biggest fan of Newtown for those old blokes. So, good to talk to them.
And can I just give you a piece of advice? If I ever play cricket with you again, never bowl in your sunglasses.
Thanks, Kingy.
Absolute fresh air.
Well done.
I'm going to follow these boys off.
Yes.
How good is that that he wore Webby's 33?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing.
That was, and I love how he turned to you. It's like he knew we'd been talking about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the box.
Yeah, I know. I think somebody must have mentioned to him at three-quarter time.
Yeah.
Because he came straight over and showed Kirsch the number 33.
He did.
So King's going to follow the St. Joey's boys into the rooms. We're into the fifth quarter thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses.
I've actually got Luke Webb with me, boys. Webby, turn around and face the boys.
Yes, there he is. Look at him.
Webby, did you know that old Jack Puklovich had your long sleeve?
Yeah, he actually did tell me prior to the game that he was going to wear it. So he actually played a lot better than I would have. So maybe he needs to wear it everywhere. Pretty incredibly on it.
It's a great jumper too, isn't it? The long sleeves with the hoops on it.
Yeah, it looks good. Hopefully, I can sneak it off him because he might keep it.
Thanks, Webby. Good luck with the recovery. I'm gonna get as close as I possibly can to this song. But they are coming from everywhere to sing this. So I'll see what I can pick up in terms of sound and the like, but there are people everywhere down here outside the St. Joseph's rooms.
Go to the door on your left there.
Go to the door on your left, Kimmy, yep. You've been told. There you go. A bit of inside knowledge of Kirsch.
Sung with some gusto,
it
Jason.
It was, and there was a few people in there with them too, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Have you heard a home and away version of a club song sung any louder than that?
No, we have not. It sounds like a final in there after that cracking win from St. Joey's, 17-7-109. Defeated Newtown 15-10-100. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll obviously have the Around the Grounds with Leopold's Boys, your complete family venue. Oh, look at the great man, Cameron Ling, walking past too. He's had a great day at the footy, Lingy. And Around the Grounds, as we said.
Tom Lingy and Loggy, too, from 6 o'clock Tuesday morning. 7 o'clock Lingy, because he works sort of your rock star.
He does the little bit contract. He doesn't do the big one. So, Lingy on K-Rock, of course. And we're going to get to a break. The Sandman Mattress Factory, the fifth quarter. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses made to outlast any other. Big game this afternoon at Drew Oval, and St. Joey's have done it. 17-7-109, Newtown 15-10-100. Take a break back after this. Today's game fueled by APCO Cafe 24-7. We've got you. Lip breathe. K-Rock football.
The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.